Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Into the Black by Eric Myers chronicles the high-stakes, high-uncertainty debut of the space shuttle program through the first mission of Columbia, STS-1, flown by John Young and Robert Crippen. Framed as an untold, ground-level account of a pivotal moment in aerospace history, the book explores how NASA moved from Apollo-style expendable spacecraft to a reusable vehicle that promised routine access to space but demanded unprecedented engineering confidence. Myers highlights the atmosphere of the late 1970s and early 1980s, when political pressure, budget realities, and public expectations collided with the hard physics of thermal protection, propulsion, and entry aerodynamics. The narrative emphasizes the people behind the mission, including managers, engineers, technicians, and flight controllers, and shows how their decisions shaped a flight that carried real risk. By focusing on preparation, testing, and the mission itself, the book offers a vivid view of how an organization learns, debates, and commits when no one can run a full end-to-end rehearsal of the real thing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a risky leap from concept to first launch. A central theme is how audacious the first shuttle flight was compared to typical aerospace development. The book situates STS-1 as a step into unknowns, a crude maiden voyage of a complex reusable spacecraft with new systems interacting in ways that could not be perfectly simulated on the ground. It explores the tension between the promise of routine spaceflight and the reality that early shuttle operations were closer to experimental test flying. Key attention goes to the decision-making that allowed NASA to proceed, including what leaders believed they knew from component tests, what they could infer from analysis, and what they accepted as residual risk. The narrative underscores how schedule pressure and national expectations influenced choices while still portraying the seriousness of engineering review culture. The topic also illuminates why a first flight could not be de-risked, like later missions. The combined ascent, on orbit, and re-entry profile was unique, and the vehicle had to prove itself in real conditions. Understanding this leap helps readers appreciate the shuttle not only as a spacecraft but as a massive systems integration gamble that relied on discipline, judgment, and institutional confidence. Secondly, engineering Columbia, tiles, engines, and integration challenges, Myers emphasizes the shuttle as an engineering ecosystem where small issues could cascade into mission-threatening problems. The thermal protection system, with thousands of fragile tiles, is presented as both a breakthrough and a headache, demanding meticulous installation, inspection, and repair processes. The book also highlights the complexity of the space shuttle main engines and their supporting systems, portraying them as high-performance machines pushed close to the edge of what materials and controls could handle at the time. Beyond individual subsystems, the story focuses on integration, how structural loads, aerodynamics, avionics, software, hydraulics, and thermal constraints had to work together from liftoff to landing. Readers see how test data, anomalies, and redesigns influenced the evolving configuration of Columbia and the launch stack. The broader point is that reusable spacecraft impose different burdens than single-use rockets, because hardware must not only survive the mission, but be inspectable and maintainable. By detailing the engineering trade-offs and the practical realities of preparing a flight vehicle, the book clarifies why the shuttle program was as much an industrial and operational challenge as it was a scientific and exploratory endeavor. Thirdly, the astronauts, test pilot mindset, and crew workload. The book foregrounds John Young and Robert Crippen as more than famous names, portraying them as test pilots tasked with validating an unprecedented vehicle under public scrutiny. It explores the kind of preparation required when procedures are still being written and when simulations cannot capture every real-world effect. Training, rehearsals of mission control, and contingency planning become essential tools for managing uncertainty. This topic also looks at how crew responsibilities on STS-1 differed from earlier spacecraft. The shuttle blended manual flying with sophisticated automation, and the crew needed to understand when to trust the systems and when to intervene. The narrative typically highlights cockpit workload during ascent and entry, where time-critical decisions and monitoring demands converge. Another important dimension is crew confidence building, not as bravado, but as professional competence rooted in familiarity with failure modes and recovery strategies. The astronauts become a lens on how humans interface with complex technology, translating engineering intent into operational reality. For readers, this human factor focus makes the mission accessible, showing that the first shuttle flight was not only a triumph of hardware, but also of disciplined skill, calm communication, and a culture of readiness. Fourthly, mission control and the hidden army behind STS-1. Into the Black gives weight to the broader team that made STS-1 possible, emphasizing that a pioneering mission depends on thousands of specialized contributions. Engineers and technicians who prepared the orbiter, flight controllers who monitored systems in real time, and managers who coordinated risk discussions all emerge as critical actors. This topic examines how mission rules, flight readiness reviews, and real-time decision chains functioned when precedent was limited. The book portrays NASA as an organization balancing rigor with adaptability. Teams had to respond to anomalies, interpret ambiguous data, and decide whether to proceed, scrub, or revise plans. Communication practices, checklists, and redundancy in expertise are shown as safeguards, especially when the consequences of error could be catastrophic. The narrative also captures the emotional undercurrent of launch and entry days, when professionals must remain analytical while carrying the weight of responsibility. By focusing on this operational backbone, the book helps readers understand the shuttle as a socio-technical system, where success arises from coordinated human judgment across many disciplines. The result is a richer appreciation of spaceflight as a collective accomplishment rather than a single heroic moment. Lastly, legacy and lessons of the first shuttle flight, the final major topic is what STS-1 revealed about the shuttle concept and what it foreshadowed for the program that followed. The book treats the first mission as both validation and warning, demonstrating that Columbia could reach orbit and return safely while exposing how demanding the vehicle would be to operate and maintain. It highlights how early discoveries and post-flight inspections informed later improvements, refining procedures and hardware understanding. This topic also places STS-1 within a wider historical arc, showing how a single flight influenced confidence, funding narratives, and the pace of subsequent missions. Myers encourages readers to see the shuttle as a bridge between experimental exploration and operational space infrastructure, carrying implications for payload deployment, satellite servicing, and human spaceflight strategy. At the same time, the story invites reflection on how organizations interpret early success and how risk can become normalized as systems become familiar. For modern readers, the lessons resonate with current debates about reusable launch systems, safety culture, and program management. By treating STS-1 as a case study in innovation under uncertainty, the book offers enduring insights into how ambitious technological projects earn trust and what they must do to keep it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a vivid, mission-centered account of a turning point in human spaceflight, aerospace enthusiasts, history readers, engineers in training, and anyone curious about how NASA makes go or no-go decisions when the stakes are existential. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening appreciation for disciplined preparation, team-based problem-solving, and the humility required when complex systems cannot be fully proven until they are used. The story of STS-1 shows how competence is built through practice, review, and clear communication, lessons that translate well beyond aerospace into leadership, project management, and high-consequence work. Compared to many shuttle titles that either focus broadly on the entire program or lean heavily on technical encyclopedic detail, Into the Black aims for a narrative that connects engineering realities with the human experience of the first flight. That combination makes it easier to understand why the mission mattered and what it demanded from the people involved. If you want a grounded, suspenseful look at how a revolutionary vehicle earned its wings, this book is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Eric Myers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.